right? It's a, well, it's a Wednesday. Typically, we do this on Tuesday, but Doc had a, was actually operating yesterday. So we have today on the Dial-A-Doc program, FHN orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Greg Dahmann is back with us again today. Hey, Dr. Dahmann, good morning. Hello to you again.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me. Boy, you have some exciting news here today. This new robotic-assisted total knee replacement technology. Tell us about it.
So I'm really excited that we're able to offer this to our patients. I think this is kind of the next level in terms of, you know, computer-assisted navigation with knee replacements. So the hope is that we can customize the knee replacement to each person's specific anatomy, and we can make real-time decisions in the operating room to better balance the people's knees, to have them have a better outcome, a quicker recovery. So it allows us to do less soft tissue dissection, more accurate cut, and again, really dial in each person's anatomy to make their function better after the knee replacement.
Well, you know, you were on the way to this here already because you were designing specific knees for specific people already, weren't you?
Yeah, we started several years ago with a patient-specific knee replacement, which involved a CAT scan of the patient's knee and then designing the cutting block for that. And then we were starting to run into some trouble with insurance companies not reimbursing or wanting to pay for the CAT scan. So the next step to that was something called OrthoAlign, which was a handheld computer navigation system, but it was limited. And then this is the kind of like the next step of that, where we're able to get much more data than what we were using previously and better make real-time decisions in the operating room. So it's kind of been a progression of things leading up to this.
All right. So now when we talk about knee replacement, joint replacement, listeners out there knowing that they have some knee problems, when do they determine, or when should they determine that it's actually time to talk replacement?
Yes, so I think that's a good discussion to have with whomever your orthopedic provider is. It can't just be based on, hey, my x-rays are really bad. Because if your function is okay, then I don't really think it's the right time. I think it's a combination of, you know, x-ray findings, but also, you know, patients having significant pain that's impacting their quality of life or their ability to do their job or their ability to enjoy their retirement. I think that's when you start having that discussion, and maybe you've tried some non-operative treatment options, maybe physical therapy or medications or injections, then those things aren't working, and you're having significant pain and discomfort every day. And I think the big thing for me is when people tell me, hey, look, it's affecting my ability to do the things that I like to do. Again, whether that's work, recreation, spending time with your grandkids or family. I think that's when the discussion starts coming in about, hey, maybe a joint replacement is the right thing at this time.
We're talking to Dr. Greg Dahmann, orthopedic surgeon at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program today. Doc, this new robotic solution, what's it called, and how does it assist you during the knee replacement procedure?
So it's a system that's called VELYS. It's VELYS if people want to look that up. But basically, it involves the use of there's a camera in the room. There's a robotic arm that has the saw on it that is in the room. And then it involves the first step of the procedure is we place sensors on the end of your femur, your thigh bone, and the top of your tibia or your shin bone. And then we put the knee through a range of motion. And with those sensors that are on the knee, the camera recognizes those sensors, and so it helps the computer find where the knee is in space. And then when we put the knee through range of motion, it can assess whether the knee is tight or loose, in whether it's straight or you're bending your knee. And so we can make decisions from fully straight to fully bent and make determinations on whether the knee is tight, loose, and then it guides our cuts based on that. And there's six different parameters that we can change about the knee replacement before we make any cuts, all with using the computer, so that we can dial in exactly where we want that knee replacement to be. And then the saw comes in based on the parameters that we've set. And then the surgeon still runs the saw, but the computer helps set where the cut should be made. And so it just assists us in making more accurate cuts and really customizing the knee replacement.
And when you talk about this, of course, everybody thinks, okay, that's great, that sounds fine, but what are the real benefits to your patients?
So I think some of the real benefits that we've seen already, there's much less soft tissue dissection that has to be done around the knee. So it can technically be called more of a minimally invasive type of a procedure. Before, when you would make cuts on the knee, and then if things were still tight or loose, you'd have to release soft tissue to help compensate for that. But doing this, where we can make all these adjustments before we make any cuts in the bone, we can account for the soft tissues of the patient's knee so that we have to do much less soft tissue releases. So I do think that there has been a lot of faster recovery time. There's less soft tissue dissection. There's been less pain postoperatively. So all of those things that we've seen have made a real benefit to our patients in terms of recovery time, medication usage, length of time in physical therapy.
Doc, are you using this new system for every knee replacement you're doing?
Yeah, I think every person's a candidate for this because, there's not one specific anatomy that this is tailored for. We can use it for anybody's knee replacement. So I think that everyone should have the benefit of using this.
What about this technology, this new technology that you're using? How's this being funded?
So, graciously, the FHN Foundation contributed greatly to the purchase of this. So I'd like to give a plug to the FHN Foundation and encourage people to help support the FHN Foundation, whether it's what they did for us in orthopedics. They also do a lot of things for the hospital and the community that they really give back. And it's a great way to help fund new technologies or new equipment that's needed in the hospital.
And how many of these replacement procedures do you have behind you now as a surgeon?
So we've done 10 to this date. But again, like you had said, leading up to this, we've been doing computer type navigation for several years. But using this specific, the Velus robotic system, we've done 10 of them so far. And the recovery has been, amazing. People coming in at a week, only taking Tylenol, barely using a cane even to help them get around. Whereas in the past, that would be a several week process that they would be using a cane.
You know, and knee replacement, my understanding is knee replacement in the past, at least for recovery, has been much more difficult than like a hip replacement. Is that right?
That is true. The hip replacements, for whatever reason, they recover a lot faster. And knee replacements have been a longer recovery time. And I think nationwide, the percentages are about 10 to 15% of people don't like their knee replacement. It doesn't feel right. It hurts. And so all these things that we're doing are just trying to reduce that number of patients that don't like their knee replacement for whatever reason so that we can make more accurate cuts and accurate placement of the prosthesis so that we can improve outcomes.
You know, this is, I hate to use this metaphor, but I think it's appropriate. This is cutting edge technology, right?
It truly is. The cuts are more precise and I feel like just because we're in a more rural community that our patients still have access to like the leading technology. And so I just appreciate the hospital and like I said, the foundation and the management at the hospital to support us being able to provide this for our patients.
All right. If they want to take a look somewhere in terms of this new robotic assisted solution, which is only available with you at FHN, where should they look, Doc?
So they can go to the FHN website, which is fhn.org. And you can click on the link. There's a link for the Velus robotic system. There's a short YouTube video that's not a intraoperative video. So it's, but it definitely explains how all this is done. And it's actually a really well put together video that kind of, cause some of this sounds confusing. What are we actually doing? I've had, my own mother ask me, are you just going to be sitting in the corner while the robot does all the surgery? So this, it explains the process of all this. And they can also call our joint replacement coordinator, Carrie Wall, and her number is 815-599-7773, and she can also guide you through that process.
And, Doc, I assume that this is all covered by insurance or Medicare, all of that covered the same way any other procedure is covered?
Yeah, correct. There's no, like, out-of-pocket costs. There won't be any hidden costs for the robotic-assisted procedure.
Wow, great. Well, great to visit with you. This is exciting news. Great to talk to you again, and let's talk again soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, Dr. Greg Dahman, he is the FHN orthopedic, or as part of the FHN, he is an FHN orthopedic surgeon at FHN. And the preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. If you want more information, you can visit FHN.org.